Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. We figured we'd have a late night here at the pub, do a little recording.
Right. The listener doesn't really know when we're recording, but this is a little later than usual for us, but we can do it.
Yeah, we're burning the midnight oil.
Yeah.
So how was your weekend so far, Danny? Going good?
Yeah, can't complain. Just getting stuff done around the house, nothing too exciting. How about yourself?
Just living the dream, Dan, living the dream.
Yeah.
work, and more work. Finally got that rotted house taken care of.
There you go.
It's back together. What a job that was.
Yeah.
But anyway, we just celebrate Mom's 82nd birthday around here, so happy birthday, Mom.
Yeah, tell her I said happy birthday also.
Yep, she's still spry enough to kick my butt, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, and keep you on your toes, right?
Absolutely, but that's a good thing.
Yes.
So what we decided to do is we're going to have a little fun, and this is lighthearted jabs at the restaurant, at some restaurants at Walt Disney World. These are basically restaurants that we don't see ourselves eating at any time soon, and we'll probably stay away from for a while. Is that how you would word this?
Yeah, I mean, for different reasons, and we'll go into them, and I'm sure you have different reasons for yours too, but how we came up with this was basically we did our top five favorite meals at Walt Disney World a few shows ago. So we figured we'd visit the other side of the spectrum and do, you know, our top five, if you will, least favorite restaurants. But they may not be least favorite. They may be, you know, it may be the food they serve, or it could be the decor, or it could be the location, or could be a whole host of things that would make this list. But what I would say is, you know, pretty much, with maybe one or two exceptions with me, any restaurant at Disney World is awesome. So don't get upset if any of these happen to be your favorites or restaurants that you and your family enjoy. You know, we're not trying to diss them in any way, but we gave ourselves the task to basically come up with five each that we wouldn't be eating at anytime soon, as you said, Doug. So that's how I looked at it.
Exactly. Like right now, I would give anything to eat at any of my five.
Exactly.
But when I'm down there, I can't see myself eating at these five anytime soon because with all the other opportunities there is to eat down there.
Yeah, and it could be something as simple as that. It's so deep on your list that you just know in all reality you'll probably never get back there, or like you said, no time soon.
Yeah, you know, not any, like, I don't see myself rushing to any of these restaurants, so.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want to kick it off? Are you ready to kick off your number? We'd go 5-1, but they're all basically even at this point.
Yeah, I didn't make mine in any order or countdown. I'm just saying these five are, you know, could be interchangeable anywhere on my list, so.
I would say I have one that I don't see me ever eating at any, ever again, unless it drastically changes.
Yeah, no.
And that ain't the one that everybody thinks either.
Right. Yeah, and what I would also add in, I'm just looking at my list here just to refresh my memory. I mean, if one of these is slated to be closed or something, that's fine. It could be on the list, but we can talk about, you know, the reasons why it made our list. So I'm just saying, I don't know if any of them meet that criteria on your list, Doug, but mm-hmm. I think I have one that will be closing soon, and, you know, it's still on my list.
That's okay. I won't penny. I won't make you buy tonight, even though I should.
Oh, okay. All right.
I bought last time for you and Bob. You're real rowdy.
Yeah. We had a large bear bar tab that show, so we appreciate that.
And when we were done, I figured it out. Bob had more than me and you combined to drink. And I don't know what the problem was there.
I don't know. He must have snuck a couple in when we weren't looking.
Well, he kept telling our girl to pour him extra doubles when we were charging him for singles. I was getting upset with that.
But
he is a friend of the show, so Bob's family here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's all good, Bob. We're just playing. He went through the Monster and Margaritas pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
So kick us off, my friend.
All right, you want me to give you one then?
Yes.
Okay, so you want to know, you want me to disclose one of mine, or do you want me to ask you which
one? I want you to disclose one of yours, buddy.
Okay, let's see. First on my list, we didn't say this at the beginning. It can be sit-down or counter service.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's just places we're not going to meander up to anytime soon.
Right. Well, I wouldn't necessarily, we'll just go here, but that's not going to be true of this first one for me, because you'll know why when I say it, but for me, it's just one that I don't like. It's the Artist's Palette at Saratoga Springs Resort, and the reason I was struggling with what you said there, Doug, because staying at Saratoga, I can't say unequivocally that I won't be going here anytime soon, because in all likelihood I will. But this is the counter service restaurant at Saratoga Springs, and I've spoken about this before, that I feel that the offerings are lacking there, not too creative, and the setup or the layout of them, in that this restaurant kind of is built into the store there. It's just very inconvenient. There's a line there. When you get your food, you have to kind of pay intermingled with guests that are purchasing stuff at the store, and it's just a very confusing layout. I've never liked this setup there at Saratoga Springs. And again, I criticize because I love, because as you know,
you want a better restaurant.
And as the listeners know, I own there, so I say this with a heavy heart. I mean, I think that they should just do a do-over there, if you will, and either add a second restaurant, given the size of the place, or, you know, remodel that one and just kind of redo the concept, I guess. Knowing that, it'd be difficult because the resort obviously is a large resort, and I would imagine they're still going to start renting rooms. So, yeah, that one there, Artist Palette, for me, near and dear to the heart, but it's one that it needs a lot of work in both layout of the restaurant and the menu offerings, in my view.
I mean, there's a lot on the menu, but it's kind of like, I get what you're saying. You want something a little better for your resort there, is what I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty diverse menu. You got Greek salads and Caesar salads and meatloaf and chicken parmesan and apple barbecue loin. Then you got your Disney flatbreads, which everybody has now.
Right.
And then there's the spicy Italian beef sausage. There's a lobster club sandwich. There's quite a bit. There's turkey sandwiches. And the prices aren't that bad, but it isn't like it's a flying fish or California. Like, there's no signature restaurant at Saratoga Springs, and it's a shame.
Well, they have the Turf Bar and the Turf Club, which is their sit-down restaurant around the corner. This would more be in line with, you know, think of Port Orleans Riverside, their food court. And yeah. I would, you know, that food court, in my view, blows this one away in just the way it's laid out and the offerings. I mean, they're more diverse and, you know, it's just much better in my view. But that's just one I can compare it to. But even, you know, Caribbean Beach with their, you know, the food court. But there again, they have many different offerings, and the way it's set up, it's just logistically, I guess, negotiating the line, getting out of the line, it's just not very well thought out, and it never has been in my view. So again, this is, I'd just like to see it changed out.
Now, a question for you, and I'm not trying to pick. I'm just asking this honestly because I've never eaten here. I've played pool at your resort a few times, and I've snacked around there, but I never had dinner there, and you know why. It's kind of
it wouldn't be on the top of the list.
Yes, exactly. If I'm going to go there, I'm going to go to downtown for the most part at Disney Springs. I'm trying to train myself in this.
Right.
But would you consider the Turf Club on equivalent of the California Grill or Nicosi's or the Flying Fish or the Yachtsman Steakhouse? You follow me? That was the point. Or Gico. Now, you understand what I'm saying? That's the thing. That's the only thing I could find flaw with with Saratoga Springs and Old Key West, neither one of them has a signature restaurant. I think they should.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. I mean, Old Key West probably doesn't fit here, but all of those other locations you mentioned, and this is again, we're not going to get into a DBC discussion here, but that's the difference. Saratoga Springs is solely supported,
and so is Old Key West.
Correct. So that there's the commonality between them two. All the other resorts that you mentioned were already resorts in their own right before DBC ever came along. So they have the quote unquote real nice restaurant because they do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, but that's kind of, and I get what you're saying, and that's why I brought this up, because I think it's a good topic real quick to get us sidetracked, as we do here when we're getting right. A little brewed up here at the pub. But my point is, I would like to see a Saratoga Springs and Old Key West, maybe as we're talking about add-ons to the resorts and stuff like right. that, maybe they make it into a regular hotel for some rooms and make each of them have a signature restaurant. I think it would add to both of those resorts.
Yeah, I mean, and again, we get into politics basically, Doug, and I don't know the answer to this, but I'll pose it anyways. I mean, DVC, although it's Disney's DVC, it is a separate company and entity, and
no,
to do
you.
That, they would have to sell some off, and they'd have to, I mean.
But there's enough land there by Saratoga Springs, they could pop up a little hotel unit in Old Key West,
and
they could find a spot.
Yeah.
Is what my point is, even if they put up a... I would just like – because if you rent those rooms, they're still the same. The studios are deluxe rates at both of them if
Correct.
You're renting out of pocket.
Yep, that's true.
So I'm just saying it. They're both deluxe resorts. They're both gorgeous resorts. And I would just like – my reasoning is if they both had signature restaurants, I think they get more people going there too.
Yeah.
Because they're both beautiful.
Yeah, I just think at this point, I mean, especially with Oak.
Oh, the horse is out of the barn. I don't see it happening.
Right. If they were going to do it, they would have done it long ago.
Exactly. But it's just one of those things I put out there. They're the only two that don't really. I mean, Olivia's is a nice restaurant. I like it. It's nothing off the. Olivia's and the Turf Club are equivalent to me.
Yeah, I would say they're on par, and they're good. I mean, there's some great dishes at Turf Club, and Olivia's too, for that matter, that
exactly.
I've enjoyed over the years. But
they're hidden gems.
Yeah, but they certainly don't approach the,
you don't ever hear anybody talk about them.
Exactly. And the Beach Club too. I mean, you know, they have they got a Cape May Cafe over there, and over at the Yachtsman's, not the DBC, but they have the Yachtsman's Steakhouse, obviously, and even the Boardwalk. I mean, you know, we had Cat Cora's restaurant,
the Flying Fish,
yeah, you know,
Big River Brewing Company,
right. But again, those were all there, where, you know, even before DBC was ever thought of. So again, it's two totally different things. But anyways, that was my first one.
See, and we bellowed for how long? See how good this is?
Yeah. So what's your five that you won't be eating at any time soon?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make this easy to begin with, because everybody's going to wait for it, so I won't make them wait to the end of the show. Everybody knows the Liberty Inn, and our good buddy Bob Sycon actually played a nice little fun little joke on me, telling everybody on his website that it's my go-to restaurant. Did you see the article?
No, I haven't had time. I've been busy all day, but I'll check it out when we get
there. He kind of put it like, I highly recommend it. I said I'm suing for false dining reviews. But anyway, the Liberty Inn, it makes Americans seem like food buffoons, in my opinion.
Right.
With the menu and the food. I've eaten here a few times. I tell everybody that my wife ends up dragging me there because she never wants a hamburger any other time until we get to Disney World for some reason.
Right.
But I just don't you think then they need to do something with this restaurant? I mean, this counter service. It's like the worst counter service in all of World Showcase. But I do like where you eat. It isn't about the whole dining area.
Right.
I like the dining area. I like the atmosphere of it. I love all the windows. I do love the architecture. I just can't stand the food. And not just that, I think they're the most... And God bless me, blah, blah, blah. The cast members fit our local... They give the attitude of America. Don't you feel like they're usually... You don't get the same friendliness that you do from the other countries?
Yeah, I think they're maybe a little disappointed that they've been assigned to that restaurant or something. Yeah. I mean, it's a shame, too, because it looked like they were kind of going in a different direction about a year ago.
They changed the menu and brought it back.
and they brought it back. Now, I mean, I have to assume after some length of time they did the calculations and it wasn't profitable, or they weren't selling enough of those other meals, or, you know, it had to be something. I mean, I don't think they just would have stopped it just because, you know, maybe that's what people by and large go there for. And I know I always bring this up and you don't really agree with me, but you know, maybe it is that, you know, all the foreign people that come from all over the world and other countries come to our country, maybe they want to get an American burger and fries and hot dogs and stuff, and that's what sells. I don't know. I'm just putting it out there.
No, I hear you. And like I said, I love all the cast members at Disney World. And it just seems like and it isn't that they're mean to me or anything like that. They seem like the most unhappiest workers in all the park.
Yeah, I
And is it
agree.
just me? I'm not
No,
trying to
no.
be mean. Do you
No,
agree with me there?
I totally agree. Not that I've been in there too many times. I mean, I must say, probably the only time I go in there is to maybe use the facilities either way on the left side or even the new ones on the right side. I'll tell you what, I mean, unless I'm going in the American Adventure, the only time I go in that pavilion is, you know, usually during Food and Wine or Flower and Garden when they have the, you know, the special food up front, which, you know, has been lobster claw, you know, a lobster sandwich, and they've had some good items there. So I go there to eat that food, but not necessarily in the Liberty Inn itself.
Yeah, and I've tried it because I want to like it, and we've said a million times I don't mind them having the hot dogs, the hamburgers, the chicken nuggets, and all that on the menu. I get that, but also show that we are diversified with and we New England clam chowder, maybe some jambalaya from down in New Orleans, some fish tacos from out west from California. I mean, just show a little diversity on the menu is my point. Show how great America's cooking is.
Yeah, they certainly have many options to choose from. I mean, our country itself is diverse, and like you just outlined, there's different cuisines that you know, are very good from, you know, all over the country, and they certainly could put them in there. Like we said, they did do that for what, 6 or 8 months, it seems like,
Yeah,
maybe
and
it
I
was a
was all
year.
happy with it.
Yeah.
'Cause they, and then remember I said I can't wait to try it, and it was
Right.
gone before I could.
Yep. Last time we checked the menu, it was for the most part back to the way it was before they tried this. And we'll have to send our Florida reporter down there to see if he can find out what happened there. Maybe he can, you know, ask a few questions and see if we can get some information. Because it would be good to know, you know, what caused them to bring the old menu back.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, and the biggest thing I don't get is how about a hot open-faced turkey sandwich maybe at the Liberty Inn?
Yeah, that yeah,
Yeah.
go perfect.
I mean, I don't know. And I pick because I care.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to pick on cast members. The ones at the American Adventure, they seem happy. The cast members, the voices of Liberty, I love the whole pavilion. You know, I jump on the soapbox to say I picked on Pat that he was talking about his must-dos at Epcot's on the Mickey Dudes podcast. He's a history teacher and didn't mention the American Adventure.
Right. I saw that.
Like, come on, Pat. That's like a softball for you.
Right.
You know, shame on you. But I just want the restaurant to be better. I like the whole thing, but and the cast members, I wouldn't mind being smiled at once in a while when I do order my hamburger.
Yeah, well, I don't know what we can do about that one, but it
Well,
seems to be heading in the wrong direction now, but we shall see.
so I put that out there. Go ahead, give me another one.
All right, this next one for me is going to be one that I've actually never eaten at, believe it or not. I think you have, but Cinderella's Royal Table for me is one that, yeah, for the money they pay, and you know, again, I guess take this with a grain of salt that, you know, we're traveling for the most part as adults or with adult kids, no small kids. So this one for me, you know, I don't see myself going to anytime soon. For the price, I mean, there's probably five other restaurants I can name off the top of my head that I'd go to before this one. So this is one that I just think is overpriced for, you know, from what I hear, very average food. You know, obviously the only thing it's got going for it is its location. But other than that, I never hear great things about this restaurant.
Well, it only got a 7.3 out of 10 on Deb's page. You know how they rate it with the menus and
Yeah,
all?
yeah.
But here you go, Dan. And this is actually, it was going to be number one on my list. Remember I said none was listed, but
right,
is number one?
Yep.
This is by far number one, and I can talk about it because I have eaten here a few times.
I ate here
before it was buffet, which was actually better, but it still wasn't great.
Right.
But it, for the amount of money, I'm sorry, this restaurant should be it's the center, the focal point. It's like the number one thing of all of Disney World is that castle.
Right. Yeah, it's an icon known world, the world around. You're right.
In my opinion, this restaurant should be like Club 33 in Disneyland.
Right.
It should be that sought after. It should be, oh my goodness, I got to get on the phone at 180 days out to book my dining reservations.
Yeah, it should be. And, well, you tell us. I mean, when you book trips, is that something that people are itching to get into?
The only ones are to have daughters,
right.
usually.
Right.
Like, I've eaten there a couple times because I wanted my wife to experience.
Yeah.
She, who doesn't want to eat up in the castle?
Right.
And then we took my mother-in-law back, and we tried it again, but it's done with. But adult prices range from $67.96 to $75.83. And I'll stand on this soapbox again or the bar stool and yell, Disney, just make it one price. Why do you got to switch it? I mean, the food don't cost any more any time of the year you make it.
Right.
How about you split it down the middle and just charge us $70 and make us feel better?
Right, right. Yeah, when they do that, peak time, they're going to charge $3 more. That just rubs you the wrong way.
Exactly. Just make it one price so you make out even year-round. It just pees me off.
Well, I agree.
And then the kids range 3 to 9. You're talking your 9-year-old or your 3-year-old is $41.84 to $45.24. What 9-year-old is going to eat $45 worth of food?
No.
If you let your 9-year-old eat $45 worth of food, there's a problem.
Right. Well, I think what it is, like I said earlier, the fact that it's in the castle, a lot of people, for sentimental reasons, or like you said, the little princesses that maybe go to the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique and get made up, to make that day and get that photo op with the, Cinderella in the castle or in the hallway of the castle. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and people, I'm sure, book that for that reason, and the fact that, Disney can put out, again, I mean, I haven't eaten there, so it's kind of tough for me to say this, but would you say the food is just average, or how would you say the food is?
It's okay. It's not. I've never eaten there where I've walked away saying, "Oh my goodness, I got to come back for this."
Right.
Everybody knows I don't brag about if it's a good meal. Like, how many times you heard me talk about Bangers and Mac? It's barely ever.
Right, right. Yeah.
I barely talk about it. So my point is, if there was something really that good, I think you guys would all hear my big mouth bellowing.
Right, right.
I mean, they got pork belly confit for appetizer, a castle salad, a seasonal salad, crawfish and shrimp and grits, royal tasting of cheese, soup of the day, entrees are slow-roasted pork tenderloin, seasoned ganache with roasted vegetables, steak and shrimp, pan-seared chicken, chef's fish of the day. I mean, is anything there like telling you it's like incredible?
No, it seems like pretty, routine, restaurant offerings. I mean, again, what I would say is what you're really paying for, it really has little to do with the food and more to do with the location and the photo op, right? That's really what you're paying for there.
Yeah, and I mean, they have cheesecake here for dessert and, chef's dessert trio. Cinderella sent her chef around the world to discover new desserts. They are happy to share three of their favorites with you, but they don't even tell you what they are.
Yeah.
But my point is, it's a pork, like the steak and shrimp. It is a tenderloin.
Right.
So it isn't a cheap piece of steak.
Right.
But it's still not a $75 piece of steak.
Yeah, I mean, I was just sitting here thinking, all the shows we've done with Bob Saigon from All In WDW, I mean, I never hear him mention it or talk about it. All the restaurant shows we go, we do, I never hear it come up in, my top three, my top five. I mean, I don't know about you, but unless we bring it up, I mean, in a show like this, in this setting, you really hear little about it.
Any of the podcasts we listen to, I've heard nobody rave about it. Have you?
No.
Period.
No.
And I want to rave. Like, this should – I mean, and don't get me wrong. Like, the first time me and Brenda went in there, it was special. And I remember the one I love, we were walking up a castle. I mean, How geeky romantic is that? You know
Right.
what I'm saying? I loved it.
Right.
And then we sat down and we had a great meal. Then we took mom up there, and I was so proud to be able to take my wife and my mother-in-law to eat in the castle.
Right, right.
So it was good times. But to be honest with you, I couldn't remember the meal.
Right. So you were more looking forward to the decor and, you know, the experience of
looking
like
out
you
the
just
stained
said.
Glass,
right.
Like even though you can't really see out of it because of the colors of it.
Right.
It was still beautiful seeing the princesses, seeing the kids get excited with the princesses. I mean, the whole atmosphere was great.
Right.
But I will never do it again as long as it stays under the same way it's being ran.
Right. And, you know, even before Be Our Guest was, you know, came online and the new Skipper's Canteen, I mean, the Magic Kingdom was craving and screaming for more restaurants and more opportunities. And even without those two new restaurants I mentioned, again, the people I hang with and correspond with on social media, never do they talk about this restaurant and say, hey, you know, your next trip, you ought to go there. Never. I've never been given a recommendation. Never. It just seems to be, to me, it's like the forgotten restaurant. I mean, nobody goes there except for, like you said, Doug, with the exception of the, you know, the family going with the six-year-old girl that wants to get that photo op or that opportunity to, you know, be with Cinderella.
Yeah, and the way it looks is here that, like, the when we eat there, like, I just got one appetizer, and we got an entree, and I got my dessert. Like, I couldn't eat three or four entrees, so it isn't like I'm going to a buffet where it's all I can eat.
Right.
Who can eat more than one filet mignon? I can't.
No, not in one sitting, anyways.
You know, so the point is you're basically paying $75 for one appetizer meal. So if you're going with, like, with the three of us, me, mom, and Brenda, you know, you're talking a $300 bill.
Right, right.
Without alcohol.
Yeah.
And for a $300 bill, I need alcohol.
Right. Yeah, just to pay the bill.
Yeah, just one beer to get the credit card out of my
right.
pocket. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you I guess what we've come to the conclusion, if you're a foodie, stay away from this one. But if you're into it for sentimental reasons,
if you got your little angels,
right,
go.
Then but you go, and one and done. That's a once in a, in my view, once in a lifetime. You got the photo, and then next time, you know, go elsewhere. Even I'd even recommend Be Our Guest over that, and, you know, get some photos with Belle and the Beast or something, and you'll get much better food too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I highly recommend going somewhere else. You know, like I said, take your little angels, go, have a great time. Just being in the castle is something special. It's a once-in-a-lifetime deal.
Yep.
But now I've done it in my lifetime. Unless something drastically changes where it turns into a signature restaurant.
Right.
You know, which I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
They're milking the cow right now.
Right. And then again, you know, on the other side of it, where we've never done it, you know, we may do it one of these trips, my wife and I, just to, you know, get it off the bucket list, you know. And again, I'll know going into it what to expect, but we've never done it, and I may do that just to, you know, say we did it.
Yeah, to compare, like, you know, with the all-you-can-eat crab legs and all that, the Cape May Cafe is $39 to $59.
Wow.
Ain't that a crazy range too?
Yeah, yeah.
Why at Christmas time is it $20 more for me to eat the same meal?
Yeah, I guess the crab legs are more expensive that time of year. I don't know.
Well, $20, Dan. Kids' meals are $3 difference. It's either $19.10 or $22.99, and the adult price at the Cape May Cafe is $39.99 to $59.59.
Wow. Well, like we keep saying, why do they do it? Because they can.
Oh, my goodness. But I was just trying to compare the two buffets. I'd rather eat over at the Cape May.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
And the times of year I go, it's usually $40.
Right.
Not, so I'll save $35, and I can have a beer with my dinner.
There you go.
So, yeah, what do you got next, my friend?
All right.
Let's maybe stop yelling. I don't want to mess this throat up too much before I get
taken care of.
Well,
that was actually Mayan, so you're up next.
See, I liked it so much, it
yeah.
got me confused.
Well, actually, you can count that as one of yours, too, because it was obviously
yeah.
on your list.
It was number one. That's why I
right.
went in this big
But it
spiel
was
and...
technically mine, so you're up.
Yeah. Well, it's both of ours now. Well, the next one for me is, and like I said, I've eaten here. It was okay, but I don't see myself going back to Restaurant Marrakesh anytime soon.
Wow. Okay.
Have you eaten there?
I've never eaten there. Nope.
Again, it's kind of on the same it's on the same thing where it was decent. Like, the baklava was horrible, which I was expecting it to be really good.
You would think it'd be the best you've ever had, given its, location.
And it was strong. It had no taste. It was just like eating, a rice patty.
Right, with a little sugar on it or something.
Yeah, it was just, and I was craving that. And, I mean, that's what I was looking for in my dessert, because we were doing this during the free dining.
Right.
It was decent, but it's going to be with all the options on property. I don't know when I'd ever get back here, unless I was with family members that wanted to do it.
Right. Well, now let me ask you a question then, just real quick here. So, knowing how much you and I both enjoy Spice Road Table, are any of the offerings or entrees, I mean, is it similar food or is it totally different?
It's different but the same, if that makes sense to you. The atmosphere is a little bit like it.
Yeah.
But the food at the Spice Road Tables is a little, because it has that Greek influence in it.
Yeah.
The flavors are different.
Okay.
But, it has the same kind of atmosphere to it.
Right. Well, again, the only reason I say that is because, Restaurant Marrakesh, that type of cuisine doesn't really appeal to me when compared to, all the other offerings around World Showcase. I'd much rather have Italian food. I'd much rather have Chinese food. There's other types of food I'd rather have. So that's why that one, although it's not on my list, I would choose other places to eat before I'd ever consider that restaurant. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And what me and Brenda got, we got the chicken kebabs, which were okay. They were decent. And we also got the Magadar fish tangine. It's a marinated fish with olives, lemons, confit, potatoes, green peppers, and tremola sauce. And the prices aren't bad. It was $27.99. And then they have a lemon chicken tangine, which is, we got to taste that.
Right, right.
It's not bad. I mean, it was okay. The belly denser, it was okay. But the thing of it is I'm the type of guy, when my wife's with me, I'm not going to look at the belly dancer. I think
right.
It's rude.
Right.
I'll look at her once because my wife's telling me how pretty she is. But don't you think it's rude?
Yeah.
When I'm with my wife, to me, she's the most beautiful woman in the room. That's who I'm paying attention to.
Right.
I think it's rude to be gawking or looking or, talking about other women while your wife's with you.
Right, right. And that's kind of a tough thing in all seriousness. I mean, she's there for entertainment and to make it, to give you the feel of being in the Middle East, I guess, But, that can make some people uncomfortable, or there may be some people that would get upset at, their husband having to look at that or something,
The belly dancer was pretty and cute, and I mean, she was a good-looking girl, but the point of it is I'm there to be with my wife, and that's just something in the room that... Seeing a belly dancer out with my wife ain't the kind of atmosphere I want to be in.
Right.
I want a guy singing or, what I'm saying, playing the piano or making it romantic for me.
Right.
I don't want to go home at night after we had a few drinks. How about that belly dancer?
Right, right. Yeah. It could start an argument for no good reason at all,
Even if it don't, it's just not good romantic conversation. It's like,
right.
Wasn't that piano player great? Or wasn't that singer good? Or, you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you mean.
It's just the whole thing don't fit me when me and her is down there. That's all.
No, that's fine.
So I'm not going to trash the place, but I don't see me going there anytime soon.
Right. I mean, I've heard a lot of reviews of this restaurant, and similarly, this is what I hear. The same thing what you said, and everybody says go to the, the Tangerine Cafe, the takeout
yeah,
place?
Tangerine Cafe.
People rave about that and say the food is good, and, I've heard a lot of good things about that, but most people say, don't waste your money going in there. Now, again, I don't eat a lot of that type of cuisine. So I wouldn't really know if it is good or bad, just because we don't eat a lot of that stuff. So, and that's why, not that this is about Spice Road Table, but that's why I like it, because it maybe took the best from those type of that type of cuisine and presented in a slightly different way, like you said, Doug. And I don't know if you want to say they Americanized it or
No, it's not the American. It's the Greek. It's
right.
It's more of the Greek, the the garlic and the stuff like that's in it. That's more my flavor, pal.
Yeah, no,
and couscous and,
it is,
and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, that's true, because I remember reading the back of the menu when we did our show, and, you know, that's the whole point of it. The Spice Road is, you know, supposed to be a road that goes all through that region, and, you know, it's a presentation of cuisine from all over the area, not just one specific country, I guess, is what I would say. So that makes sense, then.
Exactly. It has more of the Mediterranean flavors in it, right, than it does. You know what
yep.
I'm, you know what I'm
yeah,
getting
yeah.
at?
Yeah, I do. I do.
But, yeah, there's some things. Tangerine's pretty good because you can get the Mediterranean slider combo.
Right.
It was just three pita pockets, lamb, chicken, and farfalle with lettuce, tomatoes, onions, cucumbers, tahini sauce served with lentils, hummus, and tabbouleh, which is $14.99, which they're pretty good then.
Yeah, no, I mean, we eat tabbouleh and hummus here. I mean, I like that stuff. We have it on crackers and stuff like that. And, yeah, that stuff, I really enjoy that type stuff.
And then they also have, which is decent, is the meatball platter served with yellow rice, which the meatballs are pretty good.
As long as it's not lamb.
Yeah, it's like $12.99. So, yeah, I would go to the Tangerine Cafe before I would ever go to back to Morocco, restaurant Marrakesh again.
Right, yeah, right. I agree. So, I'm right there with you.
What's next on your list?
All right, let's see. This is number three for me, and I have a few to choose from. no, I'm going to go with this one, because not that it'll be controversial, but you'll bark at me on this one. But this came up in a show a few weeks ago, but I would put Nine Dragons on my list only because I feel that I can get similar food of that, you know, presented in a similar way back home. So if I was dining in the World Showcase and I had, so let's say I had a card and they said, you can eat at any restaurant around the World Showcase, you know, other than a few we've mentioned already, Restaurant Marrakesh included, Nine Dragons would be one of the last restaurants I would eat at, only because, not because it's not beautiful, which it is, and it's in a beautiful pavilion, only because I feel that there's more other options available to me that I don't want to say more represent the country that they're from. I don't know. I just, to me, it's just like a Chinese restaurant back home. Not in look, but in presentation of the food. That's why Nine Dragons is on my list.
Yeah, well, I've eaten here, and I'd have to say it's better than any Chinese food I've eaten at home.
Okay.
I will say that, because it's more authentic. It just seems, and in the presentation that it comes in, sitting in there, have you ever gone in the restaurant?
Oh, yeah, I've been all around there. I have been in there.
Yeah, it is a gorgeous place. And what's that?
I said it is.
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. And there's something, like, how can I put this? The food has the Disney difference in it. Like, I go to my Chinese restaurant, it's really, really good.
Yeah.
But it's not always consistent, I give them an 8 out of 10 for quality, and sometimes it's 10 out of 10. It drops to an 8, sometimes 10 out of 10.
Right.
But the thing I can count on with the Disney stuff, when it comes out of there, like the crust on the egg roll, it just seems so fresh, and it seems like more of a it's more of a delicacy. It's so much better than anything I've got at home.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, there's thousands of Chinese restaurants out there, and it could
and
be.
We've eaten at a lot of them because my wife and my mother-in-law likes it.
Right.
And I will admit, when I've gone there, it's kind of like how the Italian restaurants are a little bit better than some of your local ones.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you, but I still.
But I get what you're saying, but I wouldn't. If you had a chance and you just wanted to pop in for lunch and you had time, I'd tell you to try it because I think you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, no, and I love Chinese food too, and that's what I'm saying. I'm not suggesting that I would go in there and I'd think the food is horrible. I'm sure it's good.
But you feel like you can get it at home.
Yes, I just feel like I would rather go to Via Napoli and experience that pizza, or, you know, I could name you know, it's just preference for me. I mean, I'm not trashing the restaurant. Like I said at the beginning of this, this doesn't mean these restaurants aren't
beautiful. I hear you.
And, you know, I just know that I think you mentioned on that show that you've eaten here a couple of times and you really enjoy it. And I knew you would defend it. So that's why I put it on my list.
Oh, well, that's fine. And dude, the one thing I will say, though, is, and I will agree, The only thing I will say is you're paying, because you get used to paying what you pay for Chinese food at home.
Yeah.
And the other thing is I think it gets a little stigma, is because I've eaten Chinese food probably 100 times in my life.
Yeah.
I started eating it more with my wife because she likes it, and my mother-in-law. We haven't eaten as much lately. That's why we went to the Japanese restaurant last night for dinner for her birthday. Because did you see the pictures of the spring rolls and stuff I shot out?
I did not, Doug. I did not. Did you put them up today?
I put them on my Grumpy account. I figured you followed that. But if I put it on there, you don't follow
me.
No. So
okay.
I'm just kidding with you.
I just haven't been on the computer today.
Well, we got some really good California roll. It's called Sakura. And it's a local Japanese steakhouse. And it's really, really good. They have good sushi.
Yep.
So we took her out to dinner there. And the reason we like going there is because the Japanese food, it doesn't have all the sodium.
Right, and it's not fried either for the most part. It's
exactly.
Cooked on the iron skillets there, right?
Yes, it's all done with that. And
yeah.
It's fireside, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think they use the peanut oil, which is a little healthier and all that.
So everything is good, so we took her there. We've been there a couple times now. Me and Brent are talking about after my surgery, headed over there to have a couple drinks and some sushi together to celebrate.
Nice.
But the point is I'm looking forward to go to this Japanese restaurant. I've not eaten in a Chinese restaurant in my life besides the one in Disney World. Because most times you eat Chinese food, it's takeout. Do you ever eat Chinese food at a restaurant?
It's been years since we've done it. Yeah, I mean, as of late, I'll say the last probably 10 years, you're right. The only time we eat the cuisine is takeout. I would totally agree with that. Years ago, we had a place that was close to us. We would... maybe once a month or something when it came up in the rotation, we would go there on a Friday night with the kids. But no, I agree with you. It's takeout the majority of the time, if not all the time.
So what I think some of the problems that this restaurant has is because I think, and I'm not speaking for everybody, I'm speaking for me, but 90% of our Chinese restaurants around here are all takeout. They have a couple little seats in the front of the building. They're usually not big restaurants.
And the same is true up here. I know where you're going, and I agree.
So that's the reason why we don't eat there, because me and my, we like privacy. We like a nice, quiet table, lights down. I don't want people running back. Plus, in the wintertime, my wife would die in a Chinese restaurant, ours, because it's so cold in there,
right?
Because the front door is open more than it's closed.
Right, and those little tables out there, you're right, they're there for more decoration than anything else. Exactly. And you're right. I'm thinking of three places right now up here, and that's how they are.
Okay, so I think what the problem this restaurant has, in a way, is that it's hard to wrap your head around it because you're so – it would be like McDonald's having a sit-down service in that World Showcase that you're paying $21 for the Big Mac. It just don't go that way.
Right. You're thinking, where's the drive-up window here? Where's my brown sack with my hamburger and fries in it? Right?
Exactly. So it's not to pick on or anything like that, but I think it's hard for some people to wrap their head around paying for sweet and sour pork, paying $18 for it when I get the same thing at home
for
$9.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
That's a great reason. I would agree with that. Totally.
Yeah, the shrimp typhoon is golden fried shrimp with fried shallots, garlic spice, and a touch of jalapeno. It's $23.98.
Wow.
Dude, I can get the most expensive seafood platter in my Chinese restaurant for $12.
Right.
And I think that's where you're so used to ordering it that way that a lot of people don't, because I don't hear a lot of people going in there either.
Yeah, I have to admit, again, if, you just randomly, again, I would only talk of people that I, talk to in the Disney community. I never have some, you're the first one that I've ever heard even defend it, a couple of shows ago, and, rightfully so. But, I mean, you'd never really get somebody in the Disney community giving you a recommendation to go to, Nine Dragons. At least
I wouldn't tell you not to. I wouldn't tell you to. I wouldn't steer you away from it. I ain't ever going to tell you it's the best place I ever ate.
Right.
It was very, very good. And I loved the atmosphere. I still remember them serving us in the pots. It was a whole different deal because I've never eaten in a Chinese restaurant, is my point.
Let me ask you this, Doug. Did you eat here when you were on free dining?
No, we paid for it.
All right.
I took my... It was one of the times I took my wife and my mother-in-law, and it was the last time we ate there. And like I said, I know both girls like it, and Mom was into it, and the service was impeccable. I mean, they treat you so good. It was It was awesome. I mean, I would do it again. I would. A friend and mom said, "Let's go in." I would go in because it was nice to be served the Chinese food and eat it the way you should instead of bringing it home in the little boxes.
Right. I know what you mean.
Yeah, so that's my point. It is a dining experience, Dan. If you've never eaten at a nice Chinese restaurant, take in the way they serve you the tea out of the pots.
Right.
Let them talk to you. It's a really great experience. I would recommend it as far as that.
And
the food is very, very good, but the whole experience is what puts it over the top.
Right. And, you know, if we get right down to it, and I'm going to contradict myself here, because when I try to use this for one of the other restaurants somewhere else, it's going to go against my thinking. But you're right. You're trying to get the culture of the pavilion that you're in. So, I mean, I get that. And that's the whole part of the experience. And like they say on the cooking shows, that, you know, that's cultures. That's how people kind of, you know, get over the fact that we don't speak the same language or we don't look alike, but, you know, food brings everybody together. So that in itself would go with the Nine Dragons, and I get that.
So that's one of the reasons why I would tell you to don't short yourself of trying this one day. If you guys are there and you like it, go in, because the serving and the waiters and the hostesses, it immerses you in the Chinese culture for an hour,
right,
which is awesome.
Yep. No, I totally agree.
And the food will not disappoint you because everything is cooked to perfection. So that's my opinion.
All right. What do you got next?
Mine is the House of Blues.
Wow. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, it's just that with all the offerings now in Disney Springs and all the other restaurants, I have a House of Blues. Well, I did. It actually just closed because the Showboat Casino went down.
Right.
But I think I've eaten my fill of House of Blues.
That's because you had that steak there. That's why.
It is, but I've eaten. When the Showboat was open, I ate there 6-7 times going to different concerts.
Yep.
I've eaten at the Disney World one a few times. It's kind of, I'm over it, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Yes, and there's nothing there, again, that me and Brenda had good times. It made us like that one because of ours up here. That's where we got a little affiliation with it.
Yeah.
And it just was a cool place. But it got to there's so many new places that I want to try that, and I've eaten here. I don't see myself going back here anytime soon. There's not one thing that makes me run back to the restaurant.
Right. And see, that's the logic, again, not to do a bait and switch on you here, but that was my, you know, and I know we talked about this many shows ago, but that was my reason for the Rainforest Cafe. Mm-hmm. And I know you're a big supporter of the Rainforest Cafe.
You'll be shocked at that too.
Right, but that's why I don't eat there. Not that it's not good, and God, it's beautiful. They have that exploding volcano now, and, you know, then you get the one over at the Animal Kingdom. But the reason I don't go there is for that reason. I can go to my mall that's 20 miles from me right here and eat at a Rainforest Cafe, you know, right now, literally. So I don't want to burn a dining, you know, sit-down dining opportunity on food that I could get back here.
Well, to give, you know, I mean, I agree with you on that. But that's the thing with the House of Blues. I mean, again, if we're now, I wouldn't mind seeing, the one exception to the rule is the gospel brunch. I wouldn't mind going to that to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's, we both said that when we brought the show up. That, you're right. That's something that's different. And it's a dinner show, so it's a whole different animal anyway.
Well, a breakfast show, but it's, you know what I'm saying, lunch show.
Right.
But I wouldn't mind that. But again, if we're down there and we're with friends, or you were down there, I was there with you and Bob, and you guys, and we were standing down by the House of Blues, and we wanted a drink and something to eat on, I'd say, let's go in. It ain't that I disown the place or anything. It just, when we said we were going to do this, this is one of the restaurants that I wouldn't go out of my way to go there. If I'm there, I'll go in and have a Coors Light or a Miller Light, or a Malmstrom, or, you know what I mean, and have a good time with you guys and get some crawfish.
I totally agree, but I could see why you have that on your list.
What's next for
you?
All
right, for me, my next one is Akershus, if that's the way you say it.
Okay.
Yeah, and partly, there's a couple reasons. It's a buffet, for one, and I've sworn them off, so that's a new thing with me, and I'm kind of just kidding. But two is, I remember when we read this menu, although they do have some offerings that are kind of down the middle of the road, it is one of the restaurants that has, stuff on the menu that doesn't really fit into my flavor profile, if you will. It's just not something that appeals to me. And like I said, I know they have the it's a princess buffet of some sort, right? Mm-hmm. They have the princesses there. So again, I mean, if you gave me an empty paper with 20 slots on it and you said, Dennis, list them 1 to 20, what restaurant you're going to eat at next at Walt Disney World, this one would not make one of those 20. And again, I've never eaten there, so this is probably unfair, but it's just one that doesn't intrigue me, and I just don't see us eating there anytime soon.
I've eaten here, but not since the princess, not with the princesses. We had lunch here.
Okay.
And I kind of enjoyed it. The princesses, so everybody knows, and take your little angels there, and you'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
But they appear as Belle, Cinderella, Jasmine, Snow White, Princess Aurora, Sleeping Beauty, Mulan, or Mary Poppins. So, I mean, there's a nice little cast of princesses there. I will give it that.
You think that'll change when the new attraction comes
online?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it might stay with some of the others, plus Anna and Elsa, maybe.
Right. Yeah, I just wonder if they're trying to keep, just like Santa Claus with the younger kids. If Anna and Elsa have a meet and greet somewhere else in that pavilion, would they show them both at the same time? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
Who knows? But I would imagine they would retheme this to some sort of Frozen, themed dining opportunity with those characters. Now, maybe they have some of the other characters at this restaurant, Olaf and the male characters.
They very well could.
You know what I mean?
If they have Sven there, I'm going to be... I'm going to have my reindeer, buddy.
Uh-oh. Okay. Yeah, but... Well, anyways, you were saying, so you ate lunch there once, and you...
We had lunch there, and the menu has changed since then. It was very, very good. They had, the lunch we had cold and hot.
Yep.
They had Norwegian meatballs, and then they had potato salad, macaroni salad. It was a really nice buffet. I ate there with my brother and sister-in-law, Donna, and my godson, Jimmy, and all. The only problem we had is I noticed my wife's not eating. Here she got a hair.
Uh-oh.
In the food, and that totally, and then we've already eaten. I had no problem. My wife's always the one that would get that.
Yeah,
but she'll never say anything either. It'll just ruin her meal if you follow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we had that happen too over at the one over at this Living with the Seas, the Coral Reef.
Right, right.
And we felt bad because she got a hair in her meal there.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't say anything because we took my father, my mother-in-law, and my stepmother out to dinner there.
Yeah.
And that's a high-end place.
Yeah.
And we get there, and they're all saying they're hungry. And then all of a sudden they get there, none of the three, they were like having three children. That you get to this big restaurant, all order a hot dog.
Yeah.
So, and the waiter, I admit, he was snooty. I actually called Disney when I got home.
Wow.
And reported him. My wife don't even know that, so she will know now. But he is an arrogant dude. We were a young couple at the time.
Yeah.
And those three ordered three shrimp cocktails. That's all they wanted.
Oh.
Now, me and Brenda ordered huge seafood entrees.
Right.
The bill was still going to be whatever. But he kind of got upset, I think, because we were taking up his table with five people and only two of us ordered entrees. They ended up not being hungry. They just wanted shrimp. And a lot of the meals at the time were like exotic seafood things.
Yeah.
They didn't want any of that.
Wow.
But so it ended up being that kind of. Then at the end, I mean, my wife's eating, and then she sees the hair, and then she don't want to return it because now she feels bad because these three ordered shrimp cocktail.
Oh.
So I end up putting the $200-some bill at the Coral Reef, and I had to stop eating because my wife didn't eat.
Right, but I mean, and that is a shame that happened, Doug. I mean, but in all, and you know this could happen at any restaurant. I mean,
exactly.
I'd like to believe nobody did that.
The
on
point
purpose.
Is, if my wife, they didn't.
Right.
But my point was, is he was just he couldn't wait to get rid of us, and he got a very good 20% tip for horrible waiter because I felt so bad because what was ordered.
Right, right.
But the point was is, yeah, it could happen anywhere else, but if it wouldn't have been for what they ordered, my wife would have returned it, and we'd have probably been taken care of because it is Disney. They don't like that to happen.
Right, because everything's word of mouth.
Exactly, but now there are two restaurants that I don't go back to because that happened.
Right.
At each of those.
But, and I was hoping you were going to say that, but by the same token, what if it happened at Le Cellier? I know you wouldn't sit there and say, I'm never going back to Le Cellier.
I would say something. It was just me and my wife.
Right.
But my wife is the type that she don't want to say anything. She'd rather just us
right.
eat it.
Right, right.
No pun intended.
Right.
But it wasn't her hair. It was definitely not her hair on either occasion. It was totally different
right.
color
right.
than her hair.
Right, but
so
in the kitchen, you know, that could happen.
It happens. It happens all
the
time.
Thing, you know, it could happen at a five-star diamond restaurant or whatever they're called, you know. It can happen.
It's probably happened to me 20 times and I ate it. I didn't know because
right.
she has Hawkeye. She spots them. That's who she is.
Right.
And it's nothing that, and she'll never return one.
Right, right.
But the food at Akers when we ate there, it was a totally different menu. It was good. It was nice eating in there. I'm glad I got to eat at the Norway Pavilion. But with all these princesses and all that stuff, with it just being me and my wife, that would be a restaurant too, Dan. I don't see myself eating it anytime soon.
Yeah. Well, so
unless I can get a Schwen commemorative glass with one of my alcoholic beverages, then I might be in if it has a little reindeer horns on it.
Sure, about 9 months from now you'll be able to get one of those there. I don't doubt that a bit. Okay, so what's your fourth one?
I'm going to come back with you and you're going to be shocked. I'm going to say the Rainforest Cafe.
Ah, okay. Well,
now let me
both of them are anyone or
probably both of them.
Okay,
and the same reasonings that you gave, that there, my wife now, as a little side check, I might end up eating here again just because she likes to go into them.
Right.
It's been a while since she's been. When I told her I was putting this on my list, she kind of gave me the stink eye. Because we've never had a bad meal here.
Right.
And we love the diversity and how many things is on the menu.
Oh, it's a huge menu.
And everything we've ever had, every time we've eaten here, we've probably eaten at the Rainforest Cafe at the Animal Kingdom about 10 times.
Right.
I've eaten at the one downtown a couple. I've eaten at the one here. I mean, I've eaten at the Rainforest Cafes a ton of times. I've never been disappointed. But with all the offerings, all the unique offerings, I don't see myself going in there anymore. I've seen it. Until they get something new inside, unless there's real animals, I don't need to go back.
Right. Well, like we were saying a few shows ago, I mean, you probably got 5 or 6 restaurants just in Disney Springs now that you'd like to get to before you ever go there. And again, not that it isn't good, it just other things are going to take up your dining opportunities, right?
Oh, I could name 10 right now. Paradiso, Boathouse, Jock Lindsay's, Mary Moto's. Then you got, by the time I get there, STK Steakhouse.
Yeah.
You're going to have the new Florida Fresh. Wolfgang Puck's, Gloria. I like Stefan's a little bit. You know what
yeah.
I mean? I'd probably go there.
Yeah.
So there's, what, 10 right there almost?
Right, right. Yeah, and you didn't even get into the parks yet, so I mean.
No, I mean, it's, but when I'm going to Disney Springs, I'm not going there.
Right.
I would eat off the food trucks first, because I want to try
yeah,
some of them
yeah,
again.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
That's my point.
Yep. You got
I'd rather eat
too.
Off the food truck.
Yep.
Than, yeah, like Splitsville. I want to try this world-famous
sushi. Yep.
You know, so that's my point. It ain't that I hate it. Again, if we're all down here and there's, we're standing outside the rainforest, it starts growling at us, and I say, man, I'd go for a cheeseburger, I'd walk in and have it. I wouldn't be upset about eating there.
Yep.
But I'm not going to make any plans to go there anytime soon.
All right. Now, that logic makes total sense to me. Okay. Here's my fifth and final one for this show, and I got a 4 to pick from here. I am going to go with, and we just mentioned this on the show, I'll go with Biergarten. And again, primarily because of the seating arrangement in there. It's just not something that my family would be comfortable, particularly if it was just my wife and I. And again, with the same parameters, if there was, you know, the 6 of us were down there. And
you'd go in.
Yeah, I would go in. But if this is on my list of, you know, just our typical one-week Disney vacation, you know, I would not go here. It's just, again, something that the family-style seating doesn't appeal to us at all.
I mean, the only thing I will say about I enjoyed it. Have you ever eaten there?
Nope, never have.
Okay. See, I enjoyed it in there. My wife won't go back for the same reasons, but I would go back. And I will say, and it's also a buffet, so you're swore off them.
Right. It's two strikes against it right there.
But what I will say, for a buffet, it's reasonable for Disney standards, $37.99.
Yep.
And get a load of this, $19.99 for kids. There's only one price.
Yeah.
It don't change throughout the year.
That
It
is
don't cost
strange.
more for it to be served here for some reason. I guess German food don't have to be changed.
Yeah, that makes no sense, huh?
No, it doesn't. And I mean, and there's some. I mean, there's a lot of offerings on here. You got braised beef, rolladas. You got a marinated pot roast, potato dumplings with crumb butter, herring salad. I mean, you got rotisserie chicken. You got fresh herbs, homemade spritzel, sausage platters, grilled bratwurst, mini Regenbergs, double smoked pork on sauerkraut, meat patties and red wine, Munich white veal sausages with sweet mustard and pretzel rolls, cheese spatzel, glazed onions, bread pork schnitzel Vienna style, braised red cabbage, salmon filet, I mean, macaroni and cheese, roast pork, glazed carrots and chives, and that's only the hot menu, then.
Wow.
You got just as many in the cold buffet.
Wow.
So, I mean, it is very, very, very extensive, this menu.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. It's...
But, again, I would go in there multiple times if it wasn't for the wife, again.
Right.
And I don't blame her, because I kind of feel the same way. I want the food, but I don't want 50
right.
strange dudes sitting next to me. Yeah, that's the point.
No, I hear you. And again, you just outlined, the menu, and I'm sure the food is probably off the charts good. I don't doubt that mm-hmm. at all. But like I said, we had to come up with five here, and this is just one that wouldn't make it on my list.
Well, but I'm going to give you one last one,
okay.
and my last one's going to be, and I know I'm going to probably get some grief for it, I don't see myself walking into Pecos Bills anytime ever again.
Yeah, I almost put that on my list, and I didn't. Yeah.
And I hate that I feel that way, but if I want to get Tex-Mex, I'd rather go to La Hacienda and have a drink
right.
over at Mexican Pavilion.
Right. Totally
agree.
Do
you disagree with me?
There's nothing on that menu that draws me there anymore other than, again, maybe if I was in that location and, everything was full and there was not a line there, I might do it. But like I said earlier, we don't – Mexican food isn't very high on our cuisines that, we enjoy. So for that reason alone, I'd rather go up to Pinocchio's or certainly Columbia Harbor House if I was at the Magic Kingdom before I go into Pecos now.
And that's how I feel, and I feel bad because I mean, I'm sure the Southwest chicken salad or the Southwest beef salad's good. John liked it.
Yep.
Sorry to call you Bob, John. Sorry, Bass.
Yeah, Bass. I did see that tweet he put out, though.
Yeah, that was funny, wasn't it?
That was.
I love the sign, man. I can't wait to see that in the park.
Yeah, he's going to have a chain with that hanging around his neck walking around the Magic Kingdom. That's going to be awesome.
Yep, he's our boy. But, I mean, I don't see me going in here anytime soon. I'll go over to the St. Angelo's Inn and have a dinner with, get myself a couple Mexican beers and have a good time at it. I'm not going to be running the Pecos Bills. I can honestly say right now, if we're all standing out in front of it, I'm going to say let's go over to Columbia.
Yeah. I mean, when I started doing my list, Doug, and I know we said we could have counter service or sit down or whatever, and as it turned out, I did mostly sit downs. The only one that I had on my list that was counter service, I didn't use it. I'll get a Lou Mangiello sixth one in here was Pizza Planet. That would be a one that I have never gone to, and I wouldn't see myself going there, even though I know it's closing in a couple of months.
No, I hear you, and that's how I feel. I mean. I don't get back there to go to it. We messed it up on the last show. I was confusing that with over at the other side of the park.
Which restaurant?
Pizza Planet.
Oh,
we were talking about that.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
we were when, talking about Muppets and
yeah,
all.
Yeah, when Carmen set us straight, yes.
Yeah, our girl Carmen over at Peas and Carrots. And the reason being, for some reason, it was in my head that it was over by, over where the... The Animation Pavilion used to be,
yep.
which is over at, whatchamacallit, over at the new Star Wars, the launch bay.
Right, right.
So that's where I got a little bit confused. I was confused thinking it was over Sunset Boulevard. I was thinking it was over by, Rosie's All-American Cafe and
yep.
Hollywood Scoop, that whole area.
Right.
The Cannellini Eddie's is what I had it confused for. I'm going through my head here. But I was thinking I had those two flipped.
Yeah, it's
in my head for some reason, but I don't eat it either of them.
Right, Right. Yeah, that's just, you know, again, our kids, for whatever reason. And, oh, that's the point I was going to make. I guess with counter service in general, you know, excluding the resorts, it really, you know, obviously the only time you eat there is if you, you know, you're hungry and you need something and you're in the middle of your touring day. You know, at least we do this. I mean, we just eat at the nearest place that's, you know, something we either have tried in the past and enjoy or want to try. I mean, you know, we just, it's a convenience thing, I guess I'd say, more than it is thinking about, well, am I going to really enjoy this offering? You know what I mean? It's just kind of, you're going in there to eat and carry on with your day. So, you know, it's not really that important about the ambiance of the place or the, you know, other things that you would consider more if it was a sit-down meal.
Yeah, see, I could say that about 10 years ago, but with me and Brent, I can say the past 10 years or past few trips, actually, I make it a point to go to the counters I want to.
Yeah.
Because I want to try different things. Like, Columbia is almost a sit-down meal to me because I love Columbia Harbor House so much.
Right.
Okay, and then, like, around World Showcase, eating at the different offerings, like you talked about the Tangerine Cafe and stuff like that. I make a point to go try so we're enjoying ourselves.
Right. Right, I mean,
but it's, so I get what you're saying in a way, but on the other hand, I've tried to even change that now so I can try it more places around World Showcase and enjoy myself. Like when I was telling you we got the sushi last time in Japan, that was one of the best meals we had.
Right.
Outside up by the pond and all, you know what I mean?
I'm just surprised neither of our lists, Electric Umbrella didn't make either of our lists.
No, I'm surprised at that too because I haven't been in that since my brother.
Right.
What, 15 years ago, he drugged me in there.
Wow.
And I haven't been back in there since. And I will say, we were right, Dan. Have you seen the pictures of Sunshine Seasons?
No, you mentioned that. I know where you're going with this. You had mentioned it to me when we were on the phone the other day. But why don't you tell the listeners what the picture showed?
It was pretty cool because I was saying on the show saying that once Soarin' closes, I'm sure Sunshine Seasons will be a better place to eat. And the last couple pictures I've seen, I've had a couple of our friends of the show put pictures up, and purposely I had one sent to me where the restaurant was almost completely, there was like maybe 10 seats full with people actually eating and nobody hanging out in there.
Wow. Yeah, and
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I mean, every time I've gone in there over the past, you know, 10, 12 years, however long Soarin's been open, I mean, it's kind of like an extended queue line, all those tables, right?
Absolutely, and the noise in there, it's like, I don't eat there, and the salmon and all the food, I've never had a bad meal there, and I like the diversity of the food there. There's some really good counter service offerings.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the best on property, if not the best. And I wouldn't eat there no more because it's so darn noisy. Who wants to scream at your family while you're eating? It's like a cafeteria, it felt like, at high school.
Right. Well, it'll be interesting because, you know, if I'm sure they're going to see a drop-off in business, although it's temporary. But, I mean, unless you're going on Living with the Land, I mean, who's going to walk over there from, you know, I don't know, the other side of Epcot or even from the, you know, the water fountain there or whatever. I mean, you'd have no reason to go up there unless you were going to, you know, dine there or at the, what's the sit-down restaurant in there?
The
one that rotates there.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it'll come to us. But, you know, unless you, and they do serve lunch now. I'm pretty sure they just started that too. But unless you're doing that or Living with the Land or you're watching the Lion King show there, you'd have no reason to even go in that pavilion while Soarin's under construction.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm hoping that it stays. I hope they put the new queue in there to make it to where it makes that the Sunshine Seasons a place you want to go eat again, too.
Yeah, I guess the only way they'd be able to do that is if there was an earmarked, no pun intended, entrance to the Soarin' queue that comes in.
I think that's what there's going to
be
now.
And if they did that, you're right, Doug, that would pretty much keep people from, you know, just meandering around the, you know, the tables and chairs there, which you see people on their cell phones or they're charging their phone and they're not eating. They're just hanging, waiting for their fast passes to come, be ready.
Absolutely. It's the Garden Grill, isn't
Yes,
it?
there you go. Thank you.
I was bothering.
Yeah.
Because we run a podcast, we should at least know
Yeah,
names
I mean,
and stuff.
I'm terrible with names, as you know, but, you know.
I usually fill them in
that's
for
what
you.
I get.
That's what
yeah.
I'm here
well,
for.
Well, that's what I get for bringing it up without knowing the name of it, but that's all right.
I do the same thing to my wife. I finish her sentences. You're my work wife. But anyway, the thing of it is I do believe that they're going to put a closed in. I think it's going to be a separate queue from the outside. I don't think you're going to have to come to Soarin' anymore. I'm hoping. I'm not saying I'm for sure, but another one on predictions. I'm hoping I'm not wrong on this one. But I'm thinking there's going to be another entrance to come into Soarin' when it's all said and done.
I think there will be, but the question will be, will it be the one and only entrance? If they still allow you to come in the other way, then it's going to make it so that, you know, that place is congested as it always was. But we shall see.
No, I hope I can go eat at the Garden Grill, get some salmon or something else, and actually eat with my family in peace. Because tell me, is that the reason why you haven't eaten there in a while? Isn't it too noisy?
Yeah, well, I said this when we talked about it. Not only is it noisy, but like you said, people kind of
you feel like you're in a fishbowl.
Yeah, they hang on that railing up there and look down at you. And, then this is just me. I always find it very humid in there. I know it's air conditioned and it's certainly not as warm as it is outside, but it's very humid in there. And I hate, when it's, again, I'm in Florida, it's humid everywhere, but when I go inside, I don't want to be like that. And but I have eaten here several times, and I've always had something good, and my family loves it there. They always ask to go there when we're in that area of Epcot, because like you said, there's something for everyone there. You can get healthy things and not healthy things, and sweets and snacks, and it's got a good array of offerings there.
I'm looking forward to next trip. I mean, I want my Soarin' up, but it would also be nice to sneak in and eat a nice, relaxing meal.
Yep.
And I'm sorry to be picking on Pecos Bills, guys. It isn't that I dislike Mexican food or anything like that, and I miss my restaurant, but I won't be going in for counter service.
No. Hey, well, that's if more people do what you're saying, maybe they'll do what they did over at the
Liberty
yeah,
Inn.
Yeah, I mean, if it worked there, why can't it work for Pecos Bills, right?
No, and again, with the prices, I'd rather just, because St. Angelo's Inn isn't that expensive to me.
No.
The prices are for lunch, because I'm not going to eat Pecos Bills for dinner. If I was going to eat there, it would be lunch.
Right.
So I'd rather go over there, or even La Hacienda, the other Mexican restaurant
across
in World
Street.
Showcase.
Yep.
Yeah, right on the water, yep. And have dinner there.
Yeah, I, that's what I would do. I mean, I totally agree.
Watch either a volcano at night, with the boats going by and beautiful atmosphere. I mean, inside that pavilion at the Mexican Pavilion, that's one of the most beautiful pavilions on property.
Oh, yeah.
That whole setup. I love eating there. The mahi-mahi's out of this world, and I'd rather have that.
Yep, totally agree.
So, and I can do it because I'm not tethered to anybody. It's just me and my wife.
Right. Do what you want, when you want.
Believe me, we've done that a few times. Have you ever done that? Just decided, now we want to go eat at Epcot when you're in the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
And just leave.
Yep.
It's awesome, ain't
yep.
it?
Yep. Especially, that you're thankful that you paid extra for the park hoppers, right?
Yes. Disney, give park hoppers.
See, I set you up on a tee there. I thought you.
I seen that coming.
Yeah, yeah.
I seen it coming. Thank you very
All
much.
Right.
But yes, add park hopper. There you go, Patty. Got to keep Pat happy. But everybody, that's going to be it. Please, everybody, go over to iTunes and leave us a review. We've gotten a couple more lately. We really, really appreciate it. We know it's a pain in the butt to do it, but it really helps us out. And follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Twitter, WDW Main Street. Facebook, WDW Main Street. Dennis is at, what is it, Oak Manor Den?
OakManner.
You can follow our buddy Bass at Beer Solo. And again, me, Grumpy6767. It's been great talking to all you good friends out there, and we'll talk to you guys real soon.
See you next show.
a dream come true. With just that spark from me and you.
One little spark of inspiration is at the heart of all creation. Right at the start of everything that's new. One little spark lights up for you. Imagination, imagination. A dream can be a dream come true. With just that spark from me and you. One little spark of inspiration is at the heart of all creation. Right at the start of everything that's new. One little spark lights up for you. Imagination, imagination. A dream can be a dream come true. With just that spark from me and you.
Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.